Grace, mercy, and peace be to you on this day. We're living in very chaotic times. Certainly the new U.S. leadership has meant a lot of dramatic change very quickly. Now, no matter which side of the political spectrum you're on, change is difficult. It is unsettling, and it interrupts the routine of life. Certainly for those who are now losing their jobs, this is particularly scary. I'll tell you, one of my responses has been to significantly reduce my intake of news. I mean, I'm looking for more calm in my life. I don't need to be bombarded and with continual chaos. And while I don't mean to be uninformed, I just don't want it to control my life, to influence my mood, and most of all, to divert me from doing the good that I can do each day. And it's not just politics. We've once again experienced that seasonal time change that disrupts our sleep patterns. And while we're making the adjustment today, we will probably struggle through that for the next week or so. Most of us will welcome the warmth, but it also means changing the clothes we wear, the thermostats in our house, attending to outdoor chores that we've been able to let rest for a while. Let's be honest. For most of us, change is not our easiest or our favorite thing. Most recently, I started using a four-wheeled walker around my house. I have to say that attacks my vanity. It makes me feel old. However, it takes weight off of my bad hip. It allows me to move more freely and with a whole lot less pain. Overall, I'm getting stronger, and this is contributing to a better quality of life. But I'm still struggling with using it in public, like here in church, because it makes me somehow feel diminished or feeble, less capable, even though the opposite is true. All of these changes in the world around me and within my own living style has caused me to want a new centering, a new sense of well-being. Quite honestly, I want to be more like Jesus. In today's gospel, confronted with temptations to make his own needs the priority, Jesus says, life is more important than just bread. Tempted to assert his power, he recognizes that real power is in living for others. On the third temptation, Professor Richard Swanson of Augustana College says, the final test is more subtle. The tester is offering Jesus a chance to be above it all, above all restraints, above all law, even the law of gravity. This test offers the Messiah, and quite honestly, every human being, the chance to be absolutely free. And if the Messiah is free from the law of gravity, then the Messiah is invulnerable. The problem is vulnerability is the very essence of being human. We are dependent on one another. We are community. And even more significantly, we are dependent on God. We recognize that all good things come from God. And it isn't just because we're lucky or smarter or more crafty. We are blessed. Even in chaotic times, we are blessed with others who help us care and who befriend us in our difficulties. The government may cut back or raise taxes or cause inflation, But nothing external can keep us from caring and doing good. I have found particular solace these last days in the Psalms. Psalm 46 and Psalm 41, the one which was one of our lessons today, I find especially meaningful. Psalm 46 says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth should change, though the mountains shake at the heart of the sea, though the waters foam and roar, though the mountains tremble with its tumult. Psalm 91's words are the basis for that beloved song on eagle's wings that we're going to sing in just a few minutes. In the midst of all sorts of chaos and change, as we worry about what's next and whether life will go on as we know it, Psalm 91 reminds us that we are first and foremost God's children and under God's protective care. I know that may sound overly simplistic, but even when people are losing their jobs, even when things around us are changing, even when the stability of our lives is threatened, and when it seems like much of the world is being overtaken by rich, power-hungry social deviants with seemingly no conscience or compassion. But this is all external stuff. We can be influenced, but it can't control us. We are first and foremost people of faith. We are people of hope. We will always strive to be the best, to bring out the best in others, and to be the best that we can be. The temptation is always to doubt, to begin to see the worst rather than the best, to be negative and be discouraged. But Christ is our beacon. Our God keeps us centered and focused, and we together are Christ's body in the world. And we will lift each other up, as the psalmist says. He will raise you up and hold us in the palm of his hand. Amen.